David Hopkins from the two-man game, part of ESPN's True Hoop Network. Also writing a cover story for the Dallas Observer about Larry Brown at SMU. And I kind of want to ask him about that at the end. We're talking Mavericks here. Rick Carlisle says he still thinks, David, that the Mavericks have a shot. Is that realistic?
Well, of course the coach is going to say that. Yeah. I would assume mathematically they have a shot at the playoffs. But what you're looking at is a team that is inconsistent. I mean, at best, they're a 500 team, but 500 isn't going to get them in the playoffs.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so I think what Carlisle is really just trying to do is just rally the troops, put a good face on this as they try to end the season well. And I know that a lot of fans are hoping that, you know, maybe they can tank the season and pray and hope for a good lottery pick. But honestly, I think the best thing they can do is end the season with a little bit of dignity so that they can start the next season, you know, retooling and trying to get things together again.
Now, there was, before the trade deadline, there was a lot of rumblings about Brandon Jennings possibly going to the Mavs. How come nothing ever happened like that? I think he would have been a good fit in Dallas.
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, Mark Cuban always has his finger on the pulse of those kind of things. I would have liked Brandon Jennings here, but I think in some ways we're still missing Jason Kidd. We need that kind of half-court playmaker. Brandon Jennings, in my opinion, is a better version of Darren Collison, and so he's a great point guard, but I just don't know if he's the right fit for the Mavs right now. But as I said, would I take him? Absolutely.
This is a team that's going to need to rebuild eventually. You know, Dirk Nowitzki says he expects to be there throughout the duration of his contract, but you can't really build around a guy who's got, you know, two, 3 years left. He started to play better lately. Looked like he's feeling like his old self again. But, you know, it's hard, David, to rebuild in the NBA. You know, people can hope for a lottery pick, but, you know, does that spell automatic success for them? I don't think so. It's going to be tough for this team. Does Mark Cuban have to start looking at it? Like, I may have to take a couple years on the chin if I want to get this thing back to where it was?
Yeah, I mean, Mark Cuban's trying to be really shrewd with all of this. And the problem is when you try to outsmart the rest of the NBA, the fact is you're just not going to do it. The CBA changes things for the Mavs. And so, you know, when they won their championship, were they a young dynasty in the making or were they a group of older guys? You know, I think what happened was is this is a team that he saw probably didn't have too much more in it, but then he tried to get clever and see if he couldn't somehow sneak, you know, a star to come to the Mavs, but it just didn't happen. So I think, you know, what you're probably going to have to do is look at a team like the Spurs as a good model for where the Mavs need to go from here. Obviously, Tim Duncan's having a great season, but he's got a Tony Parker. He's got some, you know, the Spurs have young players and, you know, Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green. You know, the Mavs need to start looking at people that can help Dirk so that Dirk doesn't have to carry the team on his shoulders, because clearly he's not going to be able to do that for the next 4 years.
David Hopkins, you're writing an article about Larry Brown at SMU. How do you think his first year is going?
You know, I think it's a bittersweet season for them. SMU has never been a remarkable team in basketball, and so the fact that they're kind of on the map at this point is exciting. But, you know, in some ways, they're kind of like the Mavs right now. They've lost a lot of close games. They've been blown out a few times. But I think next year, you're going to see an SMU team that is ready for action. And that's what Larry Brown does. Larry Brown is renowned for taking mediocre teams and making them great. So I think that's going to happen next season, if not that, the one after that. But, yeah, he's the great person for SMU. Even at 72 years old, I've seen this guy in practices for the past 2 months. The guy can coach, and he really is going to make an impact on those young players.
David Hopkins from the TwoManGame.com. David, thanks a lot. We'll have you on again soon.
Thank you.